It's not that they're intentionally insulting. It's more subtle than that. It's every time I speak up, I get cut off by whoever's loudest at the table. And the conversation continues on as if I never even started. And I just sit back in silence. But I'm starting to find my voice. I'm gaining confidence. And every time I stand up for myself, advocate for myself, people start to take me seriously. I look around me and people are standing up. They're speaking out. And it gives me strength. Because the stakes are too high, we must speak up. We can't become desensitized to what's happening in our country. We've seen what happens when we take our democracy for granted. And I have a dream for what America can be. And that's why I'm looking for a president who believes in equal opportunity, who knows you can't do it alone and understands the value of a team. A president who believes our government should look like the people it represents. A president who believes a diversity of races, opinions, ethnicities, ideas, experiences, and faiths are essential to building a richer, more innovative society. I want a president who represents me. That's why I'm looking for a president who believes that love conquers fear. Who believes there are no substitutes for hard work, honesty, and integrity. Who sees big challenges ahead and understands that the truth matters. I want a president who represents me. That's why I'm looking for a president who plays by the same rules as everyone else. Who has as much substance as sizzle. Who believes when they go low, we go high. I want a president who represents me. Who believes in the creative and entrepreneurial spirit in all of us. Who knows that this is our moment and that the force is strong within us. Because as our generation comes of age, we are no longer willing to accept the status quo. And that's why I'm looking for a president who builds a society that is more active, empowered, fair, and free. A great society. Not just the great society he envisioned, but the great society we envision. And we shouldn't expect to agree with the right candidate on every issue. Because that's what's so exciting about the 2020 election. Our candidates are so talented and diverse. And this election isn't about just winning our votes. It's about preparing them to be our next leader. And that's where we come in. By ignoring the polls and the daily gossip, by asking smart questions, we can make sure our nominee is ready for the job. Because when we stand up and speak out, they will respond to us. My fellow Americans, I want a president who represents me. After years of failure, we need a president who can get us back on track. A president who understands that we are stronger together. Who recognizes the value in United States. And who carries our country's motto as their banner. Out of many, one. Come, my friends, 'tis not too late to seek a newer world. Watch for the signal. This is KDF signing off. The F stands for freedom.